Now we'll be joined by Matt Kenseth, our runner-up finisher, waiting patiently, watching the Zoom here. Thank you, Matt. If you have a question for Matt, please raise your hand in the function button. We already got a number of them, and we'll go right to them. And we'll start off with Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Matt, can you just kind of talk about that restart? Obviously, you're surrounded by three Stuart Haas racing cars. Really, at that point, I mean, is there – How much of a chance do you have at that point? Because aren't you as much dependent on the guy behind you as what you do on the restart?
Yeah, I mean, those cars were – all four of those cars were really, really fast. They just had a ton of raw speed. So, you know, Eric was great. He was ready, and he pushed me, and I didn't do the best job taking off. I didn't want to get a penalty for jumping to start. So I kind of started going when he pushed me, and it didn't look like Kevin was going. So when I hesitated that beat, it kind of got Kevin out there. But he still pushed me up there pretty good. I just couldn't get going that fast. And then once we got through one and two, you know, we were pretty fast again, but just not fast enough. And really the restart before that was our chance. You know, we had on four new tires. I was lining up behind Denny, who was a control car, the leader. I had Kevin underneath me and was able to get around him and clear him kind of in the second place. And Kevin just had so much speed. He pulled up behind me in the backstretch and just pretty much pushed me down the whole straightaway. And when we got about three quarters of the way down, he just took a left and passed me. So there was just no way for me to defend that one. Those guys were really, really fast. But our McDonald Chevy handled great today. We were really fast. I think if we'd been in front, we would have been hard to beat. But I just didn't have enough speed to get around Kevin.
And how much of a step forward is this? I know you were talking earlier today to us about trying to pick things up for this group. How you feel about today?
You know, I certainly wasn't flawless today. I could have done a little bit better on you know, a couple of those restarts, particularly the last one. But I feel a lot more comfortable than I have been, for sure. And I think really, you know, Pocono was a big step forward for us. It was the first time. I mean, our finishes don't look spectacular. They're like 11th and 12th or something, but we've been finishing 20th and 25th. So obviously it's a much better car, a much better team than that. So I feel like we hit on some stuff at Pocono that really seemed to work for me and directionally seemed to be better. And the car drove pretty good here the whole entire day too. So I'm hoping we can just carry that momentum into Kentucky and then just keep moving forward to that, and hopefully getting to the front like we did today and running up front where this team belongs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question we'll go to Nathan Brown. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking some time. You've been a part of a lot of Brickyard 400s. A lot of action out there on the track. Really exciting ending. But do you think that this race here today maybe has done enough to put to bed the story of moving this race from the oval to the road course, at least for another year?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I was on here listening to Eric for a while, and I thought he said it pretty good. I mean, I think it's one of those racetracks that we need to race that as long as we can. I mean, it's arguably the most famous speedway in the world, or one of them, and to be able to race on the oval with the Cup cars, which is the, you know, highest form of stock car racing in the world, and Indy cars race here, and I think that we should be on the big track as well. Now, you know, I don't think that it would be bad to maybe test the road course and look into it and maybe do a second race on a road course, kind of like the Indy cars did this week. But I really do think that the Brickyard 400, you know, has a lot of kind of prestige, similar to, you know, I know it's not the Southern race, but similar to like the Southern 500 races like that. I think there's a few of those races that you sure would hate to see disappear.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Next up, we'll go to Zach Sterniello. Go ahead, Zach.
Matt, you mentioned how big of a weekend, or at least important, Pocono was last week. What was it that you feel like you guys were able to hit on that either was able to translate to Indy, or at least whether it's momentum or whatever, what can it carry forward here?
Well, I mean, not really going to give you particulars, obviously, but I think just, you know, not having a lot of practice, and then you run a race at a track and you move on to the next track. A lot of stuff we do with race cars is track specific. So we're just trying to really find those things that maybe are not so much track specific and try to find some trends in what we were either doing or not doing, and try to get everything moving kind of in the right direction. So I just felt like we had a lot of positives there. I just felt like I had a much better feel for the car. I felt like we were able to make some adjustments, move toward the front at times. But, you know, Pocono and Indy are are really different racetracks too. So, you know, the best adjustment you can make to these cars, particularly this rules package, is track position. And we're able to, you know, we've been starting 20th every week with no practice and haven't been in some of these tracks in a couple of years. It's just been hard to get going. So these last couple of weeks, you know, we've had great strategy, good pit stops, and been able to get some clean air to kind of dissect the car and make some changes and try to get it more to my liking, or kind of what we're looking for.
And on that note, I mean, with the lack of practice, how do you feel like the team is adjusting to you and you adjusting to the team through these last handful of races now, where you feel like you're able to, where the team is able to set the car up better for your liking?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's a little better. They're probably pretty darn disappointed the first couple of months. So, you know, the last couple of weeks obviously have been better. Like, you know, last week wasn't a home run by any means, but it certainly was a, you know, one engineer said it's kind of a base hit. You know, we kind of got rolling a little bit. So, you know, this was certainly a great day for us, and hopefully we can build on it and go have another good run next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Next up, we'll take a question from Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry.
Matt, you've been around long enough that you remember when we ran this track in July and the hot part of the summer. This being a 4th of July weekend, the patriotic themes, everything that was going on here, how different is that than what we used to run? And do you like the fact that it is in the heat of the summer and throw in the patriotic aspect of that for going forward when you talk about the history of the Brickyard?
Well, it doesn't, I don't know that it really matters to me necessarily, you know, when we run it. To be honest, it's been such a, you know, strange year, obviously, no fans and media and stuff at the racetrack, and they all kind of blur together. I had to think about it when I realized yesterday it was a force. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I heard Eric talking about the heat. He's a little bit full of it. Nobody likes to melt in a race car. Some people probably hate it more than others, but nobody really likes melting in a race car. So some of these day races, you know, certainly tonight it got real late and it got pretty dark and it wasn't that hot, but certainly there's some coming up that have the potential to be pretty hot, Kentucky and Texas, some of those places. So, you know, so I don't know. It doesn't matter to me really what time of year we come here. I did really always enjoy the weekends here when you had IRP Friday night, Saturday night, or Thursday, Friday for a while, but Friday, Saturday, watch the trucks and the Xfinity cars, and then over at IRP, and then watch the cup cars here, be in the cup race here. That was always really fun. I guess that used to be in August or something, and that was a weekend that I always looked forward to.
Thank you.
All right.
Ford, you're on mute.
Amateur by me. Cole Cusimano, you got a question, Cole?
Yes, sir, thank you. Hey, congrats, Matt, on that runner-up finish.
Thanks.
You had a rough go at it since the first race back at Darlington. So how much confidence does this race give you going forward to Kentucky, a place you've won, and I guess the rest of the season as a whole?
Well, certainly whenever you run, you build more confidence, you know, not just for myself, but for the team and really everybody involved. So, you know, and running bad has opposite effects. So certainly, you know, we had a good day when we started off at Darlington. I was super sloppy and rusty, and we still finished 10th. And then it's kind of downhill from there. We went back and were a little faster, and I hit the wall and got a bad finish, and just kind of nothing was really going very well. And like I said, we had a couple of decent races last weekend with really no mistakes, no problems, no issues, and got, you know, decent finishes. And then today we were able to be competitive, run up front. Chad had great calls, really, really good calls. Gave me everything I needed to win the race. And I'm a little disappointed I couldn't get it done, honestly. We had the best tires and gave me good track position. I just couldn't quite get the four car. But yeah, that certainly when you run well, it builds confidence. But you have to go out and do it each and every week.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome. And we have time for one more, and we'll go with Mark Arrow from PRN. Go ahead, Mark.
Just playing off that last question, Matt, you've won so many races, you've won a championship, but is confidence still something you need? Is it still something that's important to any driver?
Excuse me. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's easy for anybody to get, you know, kind of beat up. So, I mean, I think you try to, you know, you try to keep it in perspective and you go try to do better every week and try to do the best job you can do at controlling the things that are in your control and kind of not worry about the rest. So, yeah, but certainly, I mean, you have all those weeks when you're running the 20s with a team that we know is capable of running like we ran today. I mean, that's kind of tough on your ego or confidence or whatever. Even walking through the shop, you know, you're like thinking to yourself, I wonder if they're whispering, you're like, man, we really got the short straw and we got this replacement driver. So, I mean, certainly when you run bad, you never feel good about it. When you run better, certainly builds confidence and kind of shows us all as a group that we can do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Matt, thank you for your patience and waiting for us to start. And congrats on the runner-up finish, bud.
All right. Great night. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.